Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. Before we talk about some campaign fun that you're getting ready to jump right into, let's talk about a couple of things. Some negative things, I guess, if you will, happening in the county that you had nothing to do with. But a fire has destroyed a Dansville bar, the Wooden Nickel, which is a focal point of that community. And then you have that gasoline leak out near Stockbridge. Just wanted to get your take on those two items.
Well, you know, they're both are, like you said, they're negative things. It's unfortunate. Things that can really, you know, devastate a community, a big fire. And I'm just starting to learn the details about the gas leak and the enormous amount that actually leaked. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on it, but, we've got, especially with the fire, you know, we've got tremendous emergency response in the county, and we've got plans for all of those things, and the sheriff's got all of the emergency, you know, response set up there, and our 911 is set up for that, and there's an out-county fire authority. So I think the infrastructure is there to tackle emergencies like that, but it's disappointing for everyone when stuff like that happens.
What's interesting about the Ingham County Sheriff is they do have a division which handles emergencies like this, and they were immediately on the scene and are monitoring this on a daily basis. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been to the command center. I've seen it. We've got just tremendous emergency response, and we expect plans from businesses for, you know, fire and contingencies and things like that. So, yeah, I think we're prepared, as prepared as you can be, although you can never be, 100% prepared for something so shocking. But, yeah, they were prepared. They were ready to go. And, again, we're just getting all the details now because their first priority was to get in and stop the fire, and then they update us after the fact.
Well, what was interesting, about that, what got my brain kind of getting geared up was the fact that the Ingham County Sheriff's budget seems to suffer cuts. Now, most of those cuts deal with the jail portion, but as you know, we've lost some road patrol folks, and I just wonder, with the budget challenges that you face, will emergency response and other special divisions be affected?
Hopefully not. Those are not areas that we have cut in the past. I mean, the road patrol was more of a policy decision as a result of the budget, but the road patrol was very separate than emergency response. With the sheriff's office, the jails are as staffed as they have to be under law. A post was closed a few years ago for a structural change, but the jails are staffed, and the emergency response is funded, and we fund the Metro Squad, the Metro Narcotics Squad. The road patrol was kind of a separate decision that we weren't going to have deputies. The county wasn't going to pay for deputies in the out county to drive around, but if there is an emergency in the out county, someone is dispatched. So, no, I don't see the budget affecting emergency response in any specific way. You know, we have a $5.5 million budget deficit that we're looking at for this year, and as finance chair, I get the numbers pretty quickly, and we're going to start. We just started last night, in fact, on the road to the budget for next year. And we'll see what cuts we need. But I would not like to see that. The sheriff has taken his share of cuts over the years, and with road patrol going away, the out county is seeing less patrols because they all voted, well, not all, because 12 of the 13 townships voted against paying for that service. So, I'm not expecting emergency service to be very much affected, but we have to see what we have to do with $5.5 million in deficit.
All right, and what was that meeting like last night? What did you discuss, and what's the plan?
Well, we're starting on the process. We do our budget priorities. We put kind of the priorities in a resolution. We give them to our staff, and then our staff, in essence, report to our controller of what they need, and then she starts to put together budget recommendations for us as we consult. So yesterday was step one in, a many-step process, and we'll really get into the nitty-gritty right around August and then have something passed by September going into 2012. So it was just starting with budget priorities. And on Tuesday at our board meeting, we'll finalize what our priorities are going into budget season for next year.
All right. We've got a caller. You want to take a – you got time enough to take a question, Andy?
I do.
Let's talk with David. David, good morning.
Hey, morning. You know, I have been listening to some of the news about this new governor's emergency powers and how he can just take over a county and put in their own executives. I'm wondering if the commissioner's got any knowledge of this. It's my understanding that the governor has got some arrangement with these hedge funds and these banking companies, and they're going to train these emergency executives to essentially take his job. And they're going to train them for 2 hours about how to manage a whole county.
Well, go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if, first of all, if the commissioner is aware of this. He's got to be. Apparently, they've taken over the city of Benton Harbor, and they've got Lansing on the in mind as well.
Andy, respond to that.
Sure, I'm very aware of the new law that the legislature just passed and the governor signed. I'm not worried about it for Ingham County, to be honest with you. The law allows if communities or counties or school districts are in essence fiscal distress, there are something like 18 conditions, then the treasurer, the state treasurer, can appoint an emergency financial manager for that community, county, school district. And yeah, they've pretty much got absolute power. There is a train, or not absolute, but as close to as you want to, as it can be. There is a training going on, or happened this week, where they're training emergency financial managers, and it's the second training. For Ingham County's sake, we're fine. Our budget is going to be solved. It's going to be in balance. There was a previous law that passed in 1990. Allowing for emergency financial managers, and Benton Harbor and the Detroit schools and eCourse and I think one or two other communities actually have those managers in place now. And with the new law, the managers can use that power to, like you said, disband councils and elected boards and break contracts with labor. And a lot of that is kind of concerning to me. But the law has been there since 1990. So I think it's something that we know is a possibility, but in Ingham County, we're not even close. We have such good management of our county, we're not even close to facing that.
Well, what about United?
Yeah, as a county commissioner, I'm not too worried. But the new law that the Republican legislature and governor just passed and signed is a concern to me. It is a concern to me, but not as a county commissioner in Ingham County, because we are very well managed.
Well, what about United You Stand, Divided You Fall? And then as well, you were just saying they were doing this training. Who is doing the training as if somebody, as if the people don't have the right to manage their own government? Who is it that's doing this training?
The Department of Treasury is holding the training, is my understanding, but I haven't been invited, nor have I gone to it. But my understanding is the Department of Treasury, under direction of the governor.
But have they outsourced it? In other words, is it some governmental people that are doing the training, or is it some hedge funds and some fat cats that are essentially the same people, the subprime people who bankrupted the state? Are they the ones that are training us about how to kiss their behinds?
I don't actually know who's there. I know I've heard of a few different people who have been there. I know there have been some attorneys who have worked with local governments on things like municipal bonding and financing, and there have been some governmental-type folks who have been at the training to train these potential crop of emergency managers, but I wasn't invited, and I don't know specifically who's been there. If you have that interest and want to know, I would try and find out who was there.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do, Andy. David, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
it was good stuff. And you know what, David? I will look in that to that today and see if we can get an interview on tomorrow from the Department of the Treasury.
I'm not seeing any headlines in it. I've been looking, scouring the internet for, local stories about it. And it's just only in Benton Harbor are they got a couple of little websites. But for the most part, it's... this is camel's nose. You're saying this started in 1990, you know, the idea that, that the people can't decide for themselves how to run their own government, the way I've heard it, the town councils have got the ability to open sessions, take minutes, and close sessions, and they give them all of 2 minutes. You know, the people can shout all they want, but basically some fat cats get to train people to manage the county, and the people who pay the taxes don't have any input because the elected officials are now kicked out the door by the well, actually, they're not kicked out the door. They exist, but they have no power. So the people can elect some, you know, a toothless cat, and these fat cats get to train somebody for 2 hours about how to run a whole county. So it sounds like not just a fake, but it sounds like a very dangerous fake.
All right. Well, David, we're pressed for time. I've got to get
appreciate
to a break.
We
will dive into this for you. Andy, you've got a fundraiser coming up. Tell me about it.
I do. I announced a few weeks ago that I'm looking at running for the State House of Representatives. Joan Bauer is term limited in our district, and I'm taking a look at that one to see what kind of support I have around the community and see what kind of money I can raise going into the campaign next year. And getting tremendous response. Folks are stopping me on the street and calling and emailing and telling me, you know, go get them, you know, run. It's people want the person with experience and youth and energy and, you know, I'm 36 years old, and yet...
All right, Andy, I'm going to get you back on Wednesday to help you with that. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.